Silence is golden, especially when it comes to brakes. That's why Napa Silent Guard are built to be one of the smoothest and most quiet brakes on the market. Made with fiber-reinforced shims that eliminate noise for the life of the pad, rubber-coated hardware for a better fit, and quality design that meets and exceeds OE performance. Silent Guard brakes deliver the stopping power drivers demand. Available now at Napa locations nationwide.
Hello again. It is Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network. So glad you joined us going into the garage area and talking to the folks who make these cars go around in circles. We are so glad that you're spending your time with us. Thank you for checking us out. I'm Steve Post, pit road reporter for Motor Racing Network, joined as I am each and every week by 25-time winning crew chief, championship winning crew chief, Todd Gordon. Hello, Todd. How are you?
I'm great.
Monday afternoon racing at the Monster Mile. Second year in a row we've done that.
Yeah. Martin Truex has 4 wins at Dover.
Yes.
3 of them on Mondays.
Including that career first 1 year ago. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really good stuff. Martin Truex Jr. finally got a win. This has been a team that's had a lot of close calls. This is a team that's had some drama around some of these close calls with some strategy calls, some frustration, driver to crew chief frustration, which seems to be the way that they operate over there. Boy, I'll tell you what, 54 race winless streak comes to an end. Gotta be a relief for everyone over at Joe Gibbs Racing to get this one knocked out.
Yeah, a relief to get that over the hump, and then they can focus on what they want to do from here. The other piece I would speak of for this weekend at Dover, if you look, now, short of the 54 having a fueling issue on their last stop.
Right, yes.
They had 4 of the top 6 cars for the whole last stint. Yeah. And the 54 had to go into fuel save. I think that Chris told him he had to save 7 laps of fuel, so he was on full cutback. Then the caution obviously alleviated that with 10 to go. But, what a great outing for Joe Gibbs Racing. All 4 cars were strong.
All 4 cars were strong. Really, really good up there. Truex was able to get the win. Boy, I'm telling you what, we talk about the strategy calls for Truex. Denny Hamlin, fast race car, but man, they just seem to be able right now to mess things up.
Their pit road is poor.
Yeah.
I feel that way. I feel like it's, you know, they...
Well, Denny feels that way too. So,
and it's, they've got work to do. And you know, we saw this last year. If you looked at it, last year, the 20 car was in this boat, right? At this time last year, the 20 car had speed and just couldn't figure out how to put the pit road was a problem for them. They made a change. The 23 was having a problem as well. They made some shuffle of personnel, and actually both programs got better. But they got to keep working through it. The saving grace for Chris Gabehart, I think their cars have speed. They've got a pit crew issue to resolve.
Mm-hmm.
And if they can resolve that, you know, finding speed's elusive. If you've got that, you can fix other problems. So he's got something to work on.
I think so as well. Want to just continue down the top 3 or 4 cars here. Ross Chastain, very, very strong run. Todd, as a crew chief, we don't talk a lot about drivers here, but boy, there's a trend with Ross that is getting concerning as far as his action on the track. If you're Phil Surgeon, how do you react to this?
I don't know.
I don't know either because
I think the piece that I would come back to is that, you know, had an incident with a 15 car, right?
Yeah.
And that's timing was poor.
No doubt.
That incident at lap 350, understand it.
Right.
That incident at 82 or whatever it was. But, you know, the other piece is we've got to go back and look at it. I don't think Ross dumped him. I think Ross just wasn't aware of what he was racing against.
Yeah.
I don't think
the differential.
I don't think Ross drove in there to dump him.
No.
I think Ross was surprised by the fact that Brendan Poole lifted as early as he did to drive in side by side. And that he wasn't in a position to react
or anything like that. Yeah.
But situational awareness.
Right.
We've also got to keep in mind that this is what Ross's 3rd year of cup racing.
No doubt.
And 3rd year in actually competitive equipment. Yeah. I don't mean to discount any, but he's made a lot with less.
Well, a year ago, he was feeling like he still didn't belong in the cup series. Mm-hmm. He's proven he belongs in the cup series. No doubt about it. So, yeah, you're right about that lack of experience.
He's got to get to the point of the situational awareness.
Fine-tuning things.
A situational awareness. And it's, You know, but he came back and
man, you don't want to pull the reins back on him because, man, when he is on, man, he can cut laps.
But if you can pull him, just snug him up a little bit.
Just snug him up a little bit. That's it. And again, I love Phil Ross. I think the world of those guys over there and come out with a second place finish, which is solid.
Yeah. And I think the story that doesn't get told about this weekend is the six car. Brad Keselowski's impact on RFK Racing is continuing to come forward. Both cars finished, eighth and ninth?
Eighth and ninth.
So both in the top 10, first time in forever, I think?
Since 2014 that Roush has put two cars in the top 10 consecutive weeks.
Yes.
That was my next bullet point here because I agree with you. That's they're coming.
And this wasn't like a ho-hum.
No.
They got a penalty for an uncontrolled tire. It set the six car to the back, and they recovered from it. Mm-hmm. If they don't have that penalty, we talked about you know, Chris Gayheart and his situation. If the six car doesn't have that penalty, he races for the win.
Yeah,
he was that good. He was as good as Blaney, if not better. And Blaney was about 12 inches from clearing Martin Truex Jr. on that last restart. Was, kudos to Brad and what that program's turning into. I think they've got great things coming.
I agree. That was my other big note on it. Real quick notes. Josh Berry, super sub, another top 10 finish.
He'll be a cup driver next year.
Yes, he will.
I don't know where, but he'll be a cup driver next year.
Well, yes, he will be a cup driver next year. And finally, Xfinity Series, it was an all Truex weekend. Ryan Truex pairing up with Jason Ratcliffe. I'm telling you, if I have a kid that wants to go racing and anything like that, I'm like, let's find out where Jason Ratcliffe is and get him paired up with him because Ryan Truex has had a great year. Five races, three top fives, now a win. It's exactly what a young driver needs to do. Very similar to what Ryan Preece did about 5 years ago in pool your resources, get a limited schedule with a good race team, go win a race or two and prove yourself. And Ryan Truex did that.
And then his brother was politicking for him in Victory Lane on Monday.
How about that?
You know, for how they can turn this program into a full-time program. So, be interesting to see how this works out. Ryan's a great kid. Got to work around him and Martin at MWR back in the day.
Okay, that's right.
He ran a couple Xfinity races for them and really great kid.
Fascinating stuff, that is for sure. Great stuff for sure. We're going to talk a lot about the Xfinity Series today. Mike Shiplett is the competition director at Richard Childress Racing. He's going to join us here in just a moment. I want to mention this. A lot of times I mention this at the end, and I know probably some of you are log off once we get done with the interview. If you like what we're doing here on Crew Call, like this channel, Motor Racing Network's the YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to this podcast, like it, subscribe, and share it with your friends, too. We appreciate that. Just share. Just tell the world that you're liking what we're doing here on Crew Call. So we're liking what we do on Crew Call when we get to talk to a guy like Mike Shiplett, and we'll do that next.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical, underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in 7 flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Welcome back. It is Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network. Going to talk a lot about the Xfinity Series today. And who better to talk to than the competition director up at Richard Childress Racing, joining us en route from one meeting to another because this is a short week for everybody and everyone's meeting all the way. Mike Shiplett joins us. Hello, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing real good. Thanks for having me on this morning, guys.
Good, good. We appreciate you taking some time here as we roll along. Mike, when we look at 2023, the Xfinity Series, with your teams up there with Austin Hill and Sheldon Creed, kind of assess how things have been for the RCR camp.
You know, we started out the year real good with the 21 win in Daytona. You know, we just kept building from there. He's got three races that he's won so far this year, and, you know, real proud of that. We need to get Sheldon a win here real soon. He's knocking on the door. He's had some really good cars. And we just keep, like telling all the guys, just dotting all our I's and crossing all our T's and keep building our program 1 week at a time and be in contention with one of our cars to win each week. You know, my happiest day is when we finish 1-2. That's what my goal is shooting for.
Yeah. Yeah. I understand that as a comp director. You know, we looked at the 21 car in Austin Hill. He'd won speedway races, right? And you won Daytona again. And he came out of there even saying, I want to win beyond the speedway races. You've put him in a situation. He's done that. You've won 3 races so far. He looks to be very competitive week in, week out. Where have those gains come from?
You know, it's just a combination of everyone working together. You know, we got a good group, the 2 engineers, Mark and Sam, and Andy and Jeff, 2 crew chiefs. You know, we really work good as a group. We build off each other. You know, we use each other's setups. If one guy finds something in the simulation or in the simulator, we work together and try to marry it for both cars so it fits both their styles of driving. And just the biggest thing is just working together and being a 1-2 car team.
You know, it fascinates me because I think back to that great Xfinity Series race last year that Sheldon Creed and Kyle Larson had. And to me, the whole dynamic changes if Sheldon comes up a few inches quicker or ahead of Kyle. But getting Sheldon back to victory lane or getting Sheldon to victory lane, are there things you've pinpointed there that Jeff and him need to work on? Or is it just a matter of keep doing what they're doing and give it time? It'll take care of itself.
You know, it's probably a combination of all of it. You know, he's shown speed. Just like this weekend, he was leading the race, and the two car hit a brake rotor and went through the nose. You know, you had to take time to try to fix that, or you're just going to be in a downward spiral all day. So, and then that took him out of contention, you know, to be leading and up front and really battling for it all day. And then, you know, at the end of the race, looking at the stats, about a 70% chance there's going to be a yellow 15 laps ago at Dover. So we played the long game, didn't work out, so I had to come in for a splash of fuel. So, you know, they're putting themselves in position. Just strange things have been happening, and we just got to work through that and keep building a program better.
Yeah, I really felt like that as I watched that race this weekend, they recovered. And Sheldon talked about it in his post-race interview. He was proud of the speed and where they gotten to. Really, really cool to see them kind of work that way forward. You know, you talk about you and you know, the ultimate goal is to finish 1-2, and you probably don't care which one is which. You know, with all the alliance teams that you have at RCR, how's your interaction across the Xfinity program, or are you solely focused on the 2 RCR cars?
You know, it's something that me and my wife discussed a lot, you know, before I took this position. It's a different thing. You know, it's different. You don't have full control. When you're the crew chief, you have full control of what's going on. You make the calls, you make the decisions. So in the position that I'm in, I'm more direct. You know, I say, if you do this, this could happen, or this could happen. You know, it's just a different role, and I think it'll help me in my future, where my future plans are and where I want to continue my career in NASCAR.
No doubt. No doubt about it. The Xfinity Series, of course, you spent a lot of time. You have 24 wins in the Xfinity Series. I think it is. You have 24 wins. You spent a couple of years on the Cup side over at Stewart Haas Racing. How has the Xfinity Series changed in the last couple of years now as you get back to it?
You know, it's amazingly the same. The body, the rules, you know, they've tweaked some things here and there, but the basic aerodynamic package hasn't changed since 2017, you know, back when we were running the program for Ganassi. So picking it back up was, I wouldn't say it's easy. Nothing's ever easy in racing, but I was very familiar with it. It was easy to get back going and understand where the cars were and the areas that they needed to work on and try to improve the RCR program.
So I guess as a further, just to explain to our fan base, we know, like, on the Cup side, NASCAR limits wind tunnel testing to OEM testing, and that's even at pretty highly restricted for the development of the race cars. How's that controlled on the Xfinity side, and how's that impacted?
So it's basically the same thing. So the Xfinity side, the manufacturer gives a wind tunnel time. Like you said, it's strictly enforced. When you go do it, when you go to the wind tunnel, you've got to fill out all the proper paperwork. And it's the exact same rules that are in the Cup side. So Cup gets more hours than Xfinity. So we have to be very particular on what we test and why we test. And it's a joint effort between all the key partners at GM. So we have meetings about once a month or so and really talk about what we want to do and how we want the wind tunnel program to go and what we should and shouldn't test.
Yeah, interesting. Interesting. And staying on the techie guy side of things, you know, you look at motor programs between Xfinity and Cup, and our levels really aren't that dissimilar between the two with where Cup is at this point. I don't believe, maybe I'm wrong, you correct me there, but how close does the Cup and Xfinity motor programs kind of tie together?
They do in a way. So the Cup is at 750 horsepower and Xfinity is basically 650. Xfinity, you have to run sealed engines more than you do in Cup. So basically, I think Cup, if I remember correctly, unless I've changed it, you had to run a short block for two races, and Xfinity is four races.
Okay.
And that's for the whole long block. So you basically can only change valve springs unless you have a problem with something, you know, and you just run them longer, which it equals out to about the same mileage. Yeah. When you do a Cup race to an Xfinity race with the mileage of the parts, you are turning a little bit less RPM. Roughly, I would say maybe about 500-600 RPM less an Xfinity car than you are a Cup car. So in the Cup cars, you know, you shift more now with the sequential shift transmission. So the RPMs are through the roof sometimes, where the gear ratios that they've spec'd out and all the rules they have for the transmissions, we really cannot shift on an old one. There's just too much gap in between third and fourth. So we really don't have that option. Some people, I could hear a little bit maybe at Phoenix, some people were trying, but it's nothing like it was back in 16 and 17 when we were shifting at a lot of places with Xfinity. So the less shifts, that saves the engine. ECR, they make so much power and they're such a great engine supplier. I don't worry about anything that comes on that side of it. They bolt in the best piece to all of our cars, all of our customer cars, and they're just outstanding.
Yeah,
everything they do at ECR.
Yeah, I can't imagine. I can't imagine any concerns when you bolt one of those ECR engines down in there. Maybe some competitors are concerned about it, but not yours, Mike. We really do appreciate your time joining us here. Love what you guys are doing up there at RCR. We appreciate the time and wish you the best continued success as we roll forward here.
I appreciate you guys having me on. I was really excited to get to see the ECR's Speedway engines. That's something that I always questioned for a long time, and I know the answer now.
Imagine that. It's funny. One of your
a lot of sleepless nights.
Yeah,
Speedway cars, and I've got all the answers now.
Yeah, one of your cohorts up there, Randall Burnett, on the Cup side. He said, "I always wondered what it would be like to work with Kyle Busch. I know the answer now. What Kyle Busch had, you know the answer. What ECR has as well. Fascinating stuff, really is." Mike, thanks for the time.
Thank you, guys.
There we go. Mike Shiplett joining us here on Crew Call. Stay with us. More in just a moment.
Hey everyone, it's Kyle Busch. At Cheddar's, you get a variety of American classics in a place that feels like home. They have comfort food like hand-breaded chicken tenders, homemade chicken pot pie with nearly a half a pound of roasted chicken under that golden flaky crust, slow-smoked baby back ribs so big they're falling off the plate, all for unbeatable prices. And the best part? A free honey butter croissant for every guest. Now that's how they do it. Cheddar's. Get a lot for not a lot.
Welcome back. It is Crew Call here on the Motor Racing Network. Love catching up with Mike Shiplett, one of the really good guys in the garage area. Always been. Todd, Mike, you were one of the guys. I always talk about this here on the show. There are guys in the garage area that are us radio guys, go-to guys. You know, when there's something we don't understand about their team or even other teams, you were always one of those guys. Mike's always been one of those guys. Hey, explain this to me. And he's always been good about it. Really good guy.
Yeah, really good guy. And love where he's landed there. And he's had an impact. Obviously, you see Austin Hill has got three wins this year, got himself past Speedway wins. You know, it's a good piece. And I think, you know, he'll continue to have an impact on that program with Sheldon Creed, and look for them to get to victory lane. They had a good run, a good recovery at Dover. Yeah. They've had speed at times. They just put it all together. That's part of the growing thing.
Yeah. Speed, recovery. Those are things that ultimately are going to win you races.
Yeah.
Having all of that put together.
And those ECR Speedway motors, right?
Man, that was awesome. That was awesome. Hey, I'd like to remind you, if you're attending the All-Star Race at historic North Wilkesboro Speedway, Racing Electronics scanner rentals must be purchased in advance online at racingelectronics.com. And your last day to rent for the All-Star Race is May 19th. The new policy, the new protocols are no walk-ups will be allowed. So make sure you go to racingelectronics.com. With every Racing Electronics scanner rental, you hear uncensored communication from every team in the race, or you can tune in to the MRN broadcast and commercial comedy show.
Yes.
Well, that's rarely funny, but it is a comedy
humorous
show. Yes, humorous. Yes, humor us by tuning into it. That's for sure. Get yours now by May 8th. Listen to this. May 8th, you can save 20% off your North Wilkesboro rental purchase. Head on over to racingelectronics.com to secure your scanner rental today. So, Racing Electronics, man, I am telling you, there was a study. We've talked some, Todd, this year about the at-track experience and how good being at the track is. And, you know, just the midway, the fan. There was a study a couple years ago, the at-track experience with a scanner versus without a scanner is also a big thing. So make sure you get your Racing Electronics scanner. It's incredible what you can hear on those scanners.
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. You can tune into your, you know, listen to the driver to spotter to crew chief conversation that happens during the race. It's not filtered at all. But warning you, it's not filtered at all.
That's exactly right.
You know, and the other piece is that think of a big block Chevrolet.
Yep.
454.000. That's you're going to listen to your, whether it's MRN, I think PRN is on that as well,
yes,
depending on what racetrack we're at, but that'll be the radio broadcast and lots of good information there to end up in both places. But the racing experience is totally another level when you've got a scanner and you've got access to all that information.
No doubt about it. And we are headed off to Kansas City, here you come. You're going to be our booth as our analyst. What are you looking for when we roll into Kansas?
Yeah, this is a great racetrack. One of my favorites. Yeah. I love the place. Progressive banking from 17 to 20. You'll see guys that run just stuck on a wall. Kurt Busch won this race last spring, and I actually noticed it on Saturday, and it was my call of who would win.
That's right.
He was able to make speed without being stuck on a wall, which many could pass cars. And it's going to be, to me, I'm going to be interested to see how Billy Scott and Tyler Reddick work together, because Tyler's like, he's Mr. Glue himself on a wall.
Yeah.
But Billy understood that this race was won by a car that could run off the wall because you could pass cars. So how that interaction happens, was it Toyota really friendly racetrack last year? Well, let's see how it goes this year with 2311.
Yeah.
Won both races.
Bubba won the fall race there. Yeah, absolutely.
With the same car.
Oh, how about that?
And Tyler Reddick has that car this time.
So there we go.
But from what I heard.
Okay.
I think it's going to be, I love the place. It's aged enough. The lap times fall off. It makes good racing. It's got multiple grooves. As the tires wear off, you end up stuck on a wall. The guys that can get off of it can make passes, slide jobs, play at times.
Yeah.
I mean, I love Kansas. I'm glad to have it on my schedule.
Yes, no doubt about it. It's going to be fun. That's for sure. And, we'll have you covered all weekend long. We might even, see about getting in some barbecue out there too.
Yes, we will.
Oh my gosh, absolutely. Good stuff for sure. Headed to Kansas City. We have got a busy, busy day on Saturday on the Motor Racing Network. Three separate broadcasts. We start off at 2:00 Eastern Time, the General Tire 150 for the ARCA Menard Series. So now we're getting into the bread and butter of the ARCA Menard Series. So we've got the Super Speedway stuff out of the way. We're going to see on an intermediate track who's got what with the ARCA Menard Series. So can't wait to see that. That's at 2:00. 5:00 Eastern Time, NASCAR Cup Series practice and qualifying, 7:30 on Saturday evening, the Heart of America 200 NASCAR Craftsman Truck Series race, and then Sunday afternoon, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, it is the Advent Health 400 NASCAR Cup Series race. fun times, man. I'll tell you what, love going to Kansas. That's for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I love the place. Remember going to that racetrack when it was the only thing there, and it's quite an environment now.
I remember driving from Topeka. I was with IWX Motorsports, Express Motorsports. IWX Motor Freight was a sponsor. We were coming back from Topeka and we were coming east and we were headed up to the airport. And our team manager, a guy by the name of Dave Fuge at the time, says, I think that's where they're building that racetrack over there. Where we're headed by on 465 or whatever the road is there. And I'm like, in the middle of that field, those trees? Now it's a city out there.
Yes.
It's amazing. Yeah. It really is.
Really cool environment.
It really, truly is. It's a fun environment, fun time. We hope you can join us at the racetrack, but if not, on Motor Racing Network. We do appreciate Mike Shiplett from up at RCR joining us. More important than all of that, though, thank you for joining us here this week on Crew Call.